True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and in a nice flowery shirt, Ted Johnson joins the fun.
How we doing?
Tremendous.
Ball.
Even though you were mean to me and told me I didn't have to be so loud and
pace
myself.
You're 2 feet from me and... It's already piercing my eardrum. I only have one
good
ear.
I was going to say, I thought you were deaf.
I am deaf in one ear, so I literally have one good ear left. Please do not blow out my eardrum.
When I talk normally to you.
Trying to knock out the other one, Andy? Come on.
No, when I talk normal to him in the airport, he doesn't acknowledge that I'm talking to him, so I thought I had to talk a little louder.
Oh, God.
Let's clean up a couple things before we get to the 3 points.
Make sure you're sitting on my right side when you're talking.
I am today. Okay. Maybe you should turn the other side.
I might start hearing me.
That took a little getting used to. I walked in to talk to you about something. You're just staring at your phone. I'm like, oh, I guess Ted doesn't like me that much.
Nope, I'm deaf. Can't hear you.
Just got to walk to the other shoulder and
yeah,
then you're fine.
There you go.
So it was the Always Sunny in Philly guy that was announcing.
Rob McElhenney.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Apparently he also owns Wrexham with Ryan Reynolds.
Yep. I've really never seen Welcome to Wrexham. It's a great series.
I have not.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome show.
Okay, we don't need to shame me for having
limited
pop culture
knowledge.
Well, I'm
just saying it's an awesome show. I'm allowed to say it's an awesome show. It is.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, too, and clean up a call. Joe, our buddy's been waiting for a few minutes here. Joe in Melrose needs to be potted up by Stiz for his thought on the Patriots. What's up, Joe?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
I think the Patriots are going to kill the Raiders. If you look at the personnel of the Raiders, they only have like Max Crosby on defense. The linebackers stink. The secondary stink. So you double Max Crosby, the Patriots offense should score a ton of points on them. Then they, in terms of the offense, I mean, Carlton Davis can cover Jacoby Myers one-on-one. I mean, the Raiders probably going to be in 12 personnel with Brock Bauer and Myers. But, I mean, I think the question I would have is the Patriots, can the Patriots stop the running game if the Raiders are in 12 personnel with Ashton Jeanty? But I think they can. And if the Patriots lose this game, they're probably looking at a 6-win or less season.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I definitely agree with the last part. I think this is a very important game for sort of how you're going to feel about where this season is going. That was a pretty good preview by Joe. He kind of broke things down quite a bit there. He's a little bit more... I guess I'd say optimistic, Fitzy, that the Patriots offense is just going to score a bunch of points and just everything will be fine.
Their linebackers stink, their secondary stinks, and they don't have too many assets on defense for the Pats to worry about. I mean, we can probably just rerun Joe's preview and call it a day, guys.
I love it. Joe's got a blowout.
Six new guys on defense from last year. You got the old buddy, number 52, Landon Roberts, manning the middle of the Raiders defense.
Oh, no kidding. Yep. He's still kicking around.
He's still kicking around.
You know what he does? He runs through an MF-er. That's what he likes to do. He just wants to blow people up. He's a bit of a hardo. I had my battles with him. He didn't care for me.
Oh, did we now?
Did you ask him about when he was a fullback? He loves talking about having to fill in for fullback.
No, apparently on the radio when he was announced as captain, I said I didn't really see him as captain material. Yeah. Was surprise captain. And then 4 months later, after they made the playoffs, he's like, hey, you! orange sweatshirt.
Yeah.
You the guy who said I shouldn't be a captain? Come over here. I was like, you held this grudge for four months?
Oh, man. The best ones do.
Good luck. Very Belichickian.
You got to come over here?
Very Belichickian.
Did you think you were going to get a finish him afterwards like it was Mortal Kombat?
I was a little worried with the aggression. But I walked over. We had a conversation. It was sort of like me and Karabas. We just kind of both stated our points and agreed to disagree.
You know what's odd about that? I feel like even Belichick was asked about it, and he was almost a little surprised. He had a comment, an odd comment almost that was reflective of his bewilderment that Landon Roberts was also named a captain.
Yes, and not to go too far astray.
Very strange, because I always felt that Bill was part of the selection committee.
Oh, a big part of. I feel like he was a huge part of the selection committee. But I just thought it was weird that he held the grudge for like 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't, if he had said like 2 days later in the locker room, whoa, you don't think I should be a captain? I think that's very normal.
The best grudge holders hold it for a long time, man.
And then they wait till they have the hammer.
Lurk in the grass.
Right? They wait till, we made the playoffs and I'm the captain of a playoff team. Who's a bad captain now? Anyway, it's 3 o'clock, time for the 3-point stance.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're talking the third person in interviews, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Andy will lead us off and get 60 seconds for your opening stance. You ready?
Andy Hart is ready.
Oh, boy. Go right ahead. Here's 60 seconds.
Andy Hart tries to be very passionate in his 3-point stances and have strong opinions. And today, that strong opinion has to do with the goaltender for your Boston Bruins. Roll it, Stiz.
Completely different human being. And I'm so grateful for that, the ups and downs of it all. Sitting here, Jeremy Swayman is in a great spot. And I'm really excited about that.
Jeremy Swayman is in a great spot. I'll be the judge of that because I don't care what Jeremy Swayman says. Andy Hart didn't like Jeremy Swayman last year when he was telling me how, I went to economics class and I know how the CBA is going up and what my worth is, and then got a massive contract and went out there and had a terrible season. So, Jeremy Swayman, I hope you're in a good place. Jeremy Swayman, I hope you're a new human being. And I hope this new human being is a good goalie, is in the center of the goal. That's where I hope you are. Andy Hart is hopeful that you're the goalie you're paid to be, but Andy Hart is doubtful that Jeremy Swayman is back as an elite goalie.
What's what are we missing here? What's with the Andy Hart references?
Jeremy
Andy
Swayman. Hart. Didn't Andy you hear Hart. Him talking to himself? Oh, Jeremy Swayman's in a great place. Jeremy Swayman, just say I. It's I. I'm in a great place now, Jeremy Swayman.
Wait, it says the guy that says little gullible Andy, little fat Andy, little.
Those
this,
are given to me.
Those are. I mean, you're basically nicknames referring to yourself in third person every
That's
time
a
you.
Great point.
Oh, shut up, Dan Ball.
Jeremy Swayman's in a great spot.
Jeremy Swayman's in a great spot and a new human.
You spot it, you got it, I guess.
But yes, Jeremy Swayman was back at it yesterday. And I'm leaving out the part that I wanted to talk about last week and we never had a chance to get to, that they're having captains practices without captains.
Yes,
I don't know how that works. Must be chaos, right? People just run around doing whatever the hell they want because there's no captains to actually tell them what to do.
Who's the captain?
Well, they don't have one.
I know, but who's going to be the captain?
Hey, look at me. I'm the captain.
Got to be Pasta, right?
Well, I think they should, and I don't like that. They're not comfortable
but
naming
they have
a
captains
captain.
And then they put the C and then they have an A, right?
Yeah, you can just have the A's. They just had the A's the end of last year.
Okay.
You can just have a bunch of A's out there. Oh. That's what they have right now. And that is concerning to me. Not only because.
No C's, just a bunch of A's.
Just a bunch of A's. And it sounds weird when we talk like this,
but it
also worries me. Like, are they worried they can't make one of the A's a C? Like that. Why are you hesitant to do that? What's the problem there? Are they not good leaders? Is Pasta. Whatever. I don't know what the reasoning is, but. slap a C on somebody and go to work.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if, you know, does Pasta want to be it? And a lot of people probably don't think he should be. Does Charlie McAvoy, is he deserving of it? I mean, you can make arguments for both of those guys not being deserving of the captains.
So maybe swoop in and make Jeremy Swayman the captain.
There you go. Don't do that. I think Jeremy Swayman would love that.
I bet you Jeremy Swayman would agree.
You know what? Little gullible Jeremy would say yes.
Little fat Jeremy sitting at home.
I don't think he was ever fat. He doesn't look like he was ever a fat
You don't think
guy.
So?
No.
That's
no.
too bad.
I don't think hockey players have ever had a fat stage.
No.
I mean, they're all
Yeah, because you get up early
they
in the morning,
be husky,
skate
but
all
they're
day.
Not
yeah.
fat.
Yep. Yeah, never.
But are we confident in Jeremy Swayman? Do we believe he's a new human and he's in a good place and all
Jeremy Swayman is in a great spot.
No, I don't. I mean, he said that 5 months ago.
Yeah, over in the worlds of something.
A lot can change between, you know, 5 months and now.
Plus, I need him to be good on NHL ice, not world whatever ice across the pond where
so
Jeremy Swayman
I still need
was.
Some convincing.
Yeah, me too.
So to clarify that just slightly, so that clip was collected from yesterday after the captain's practice. So he doubled down on the fact that he's a brand new person.
Jeremy Swayman is in a great spot.
That's not the old cut.
That's the new one.
He basically verbatim.
He's still impersoning himself, which is, I think, to borrow from something that they talk about on the morning show, I believe is a douche move.
Yeah, I don't know if it's douchey. It's weird. And I know goalies are different. Goalies are unique. And I'll put this where I put everything else. He can call himself Jeremy Swayman all he wants if he goes out and stops pucks. But last year, what was the stat we were keeping track of last year, Dan? Was it games with more than 5 goals allowed or something like that?
Yes, and he had more of those than shutouts on the season.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So stop that. Stop the puck. Stop those statistical anomalies. Be a good goalie again.
At least we don't have the major issues going into this year like we had last year, which were Jeremy Swayman holdout.
Yep.
And then you had a coach on a lame duck contract. So we don't have a lame duck coach, and we don't have Jeremy Swayman having a holdout. So they should get off to a better start than they did last year.
Sure about that?
I'm not exactly sure, but that
Jeremy Swayman is in a great spot.
For every
Jeremy
salute.
Swayman is not sure about Jeremy. That. I don't care if he calls himself Professor Hockey Pants, Mr. Gaga, whatever. Stop more pucks
stop
than
pucks.
You don't. Yeah, just stop the pucks. Who cares?
Yeah, for every problem that they solved from last year, they created new ones in the talent that they don't have. Yeah. So we'll see where they go here in 2020.
But no, they're going for the number one pick.
Yes, absolutely. Gavin McKenna, future Boston Bruin. I believe in the frozen envelope theory, so I think he's coming to Boston. But we can leave that one there. And I ask you, Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready?
Nick Stevens is completely ready.
Okay, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so we've been talking an awful lot about a whole bunch of different players and the impact they may or may not have Sunday. Most recently, of course, Christian Gonzalez, who will now officially not play in the Patriots home opener against the Raiders. We've made a lot of Travion Henderson, and could the rookie running back have impact in the return game, the passing game, the running game? Steph Diggs, Kayshon Booty, Hunter Henry. There's one person on the Patriots offense we have not talked about at all, basically, for the last several weeks, and that's de facto starting running back Ramondre Stevenson. We haven't talked about him at all. No mention whatsoever as to what offensive impact he may have on Sunday. And we know he was the starter last year, and he balled out in the opener against the Bengals. 120 of 125 yards that he gained were after first contact. Of course, later in the season, injuries and him putting the ball on the carpet got the best of him. And we wondered if they'd even be kept around now. Well, we know Mike Vrabel does not like error repeaters, and he does not like expensive error repeaters. And considering what kind of offseason Ramondre had, I think he's out to prove something, and I think he's out to rediscover his love of the game and earn that contract. So, Ramondre Stevenson, now officially, in my mind, a sneaky sleeper for an impactful player Sunday.
I think Fitzy was reading my Patriots awards list for later, because you might hear me talk about Ramondre Stevenson, and it might be in agreement with the tone of what you just said. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Ted, you follow this stuff very closely. We all do, of course, but you do. He fumbled in the in-stadium practice. Not since, correct?
I have not heard him
practice anything
that he's fumbled. No, since.
Now he missed a little time in there, so that's a little.
It was a bad fumble too. In the second level, not good. Well, not good.
But it's not like it's kept happening and repeated. And again, he missed some time, so I don't know how many reps.
We're not allowed to the practices anymore. So maybe it happened in practice.
Happening. Let's be positive.
And we've been banned from UNC.
Sure-handed. Right. Sure-handed. Ramondre Stevenson. I'm with Fitzy. I think he's ready for a good year. I like the leaner, meaner look of him.
Yep.
I like the idea that there is the potential for some sort of a rotation. So if he's gassed, I don't think there's going to be this need for him to be the guy. Bring in Travion Henderson. Bring in Antonio Gibson. So fresher is often better. Like, look at Detroit, right? Detroit's the perfect, what do they call it, Sonic and Knuckles or whatever Jones and Keefe love to throw around out there. When you have a couple running backs you really trust, I do think that can allow you to get better out of each of them.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's very difficult for a defense to defend two different guys stylistically because you get used to one style and then they hit you with something else. It's on one play it's Thunder, on the next play it's Lightning. Back to Thunder, back to Lightning.
Ted's confused.
Tough, tough, tough.
I didn't know that we were mixing
confusion. What does Jeremy Swayman think about all this?
Are you out of your mind?
Can I give a quick response to our earlier discussion for early candidate of text of the day, 617? Only implants can turn A into a C. I enjoyed that line.
Hey, oh. Hi-ho.
All right. Maybe working on the tight five on the text line today.
Always go one size bigger, too. Just
little advice from Ted Johnson.
Advice for you out there.
All right, let's move on. Okay.
You think you want C's, you really want D's. All right.
Ted Johnson.
I'm a connoisseur, I know.
Now any other topic for your three-point stance is going to be a utter disappointment.
I know. Let's give it a try.
Okay, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, Teddy J is ready. Yes, here we go. All right, so report yesterday afternoon that Bill Belichick was banning Patriots scouts from the facility. A lot of us talked about it. We scrutinized that. We couldn't believe it. And then the Doug Kide report came out at the end of the show, which just is unbelievable to me, that he talked to somebody, a source within the UNC athletic team or athletic facility that said that multiple sources confirmed that the UNC athletic department is keeping the Patriots out of the facilities, and so they kind of doubled down on that to kind of confirm that. And it was interesting because we were talking about what Robert Kraft's interview that he had with Dan Roach on Wednesday, standing out front of Tom Brady's statue, and it was kind of a random interview. It was the only thing that was discussed was when Roachy asked him Robert Kraft about the statue. He says this. When that great 20-year era ended, it was always my intention to commission a statue for both Tommy and Bill, with their respective careers were over, playing and coaching. When Bill's coaching career ends, we look forward to sitting down with him and having a statue made to be right next to Tommy. The timing of it was weird. It was kind of out of the blue. And Andy, you put something in my head, and I think you're exactly right. Because the report yesterday that the Patriots were not allowed in to UNC facilities, the Patriots scouts knew that before Kraft gave that interview on Wednesday. And my guess is that interview that Robert Kraft did with Dan Roach on Wednesday about putting a statue up of Bill was a concerted effort to get the higher moral ground on this this kind of Game of Thrones billionaire survivor type thing that we got playing out between the Kraft and Belichick. It's fascinating. I love it. I'm here for it. And I hope to see more of it.
Robert's playing chess and Bill's stuck playing checkers.
Woo!
Robert is one step ahead.
It was a great chess move.
100%.
Great chess move.
He looks like the bigger man, the magnanimous man. Like, he is olive branch out there, and Bill's scrambling. He looks petty for the second time in like 2 weeks. When we go back to the NFL, has owners and owners' sons that are problems to deal with. He's losing football games. It really is amazing. And then you add to it the ESPN story that contacted Mike Lombardi for comment, and he just said good luck and hung up. They are they're struggling.
It's amazing to me that they would put those words out there. He was treated poorly, so this is how they react?
Right.
It's just, Bill's, for him to show his hand as much as he's doing it, he's usually a guy that likes to play it close to the vest. All bets are off. If the gloves are off, he's showing his hand more than he ever has. So, fascinating story.
Yeah,
I think I speak on behalf of all Patriots fans when I say I understand why this is content and how and why everyone in this room, the booth, the station, et cetera, would want to continue to chop it up and lick their chops and get into it. But I think most Patriots fans are just desperate for this thing to be over, because this sucks. It's just continuing to mar and stomp all and wipe their feet on something that they loved and based their life around for two freaking decades.
Well, it also won't let it have like closure and a hard ending. It's like the bickering keeps going. It extends the story. If it just went quiet for a year, 18 months, then you could get back to, Boy, Bill was a great coach, right? Like, you just forget about the documentary and the barbs. Just go back to Bill was a great coach. But you
can't never lay fallow, Andy. It's never going to lay fallow because it's going to be one person launching a salvo back to the other, one person with a fake olive branch. It sucks.
If you know what, if you sit the Kraft and Bill in a room with a therapist, you know, the therapist would probably say, eventually, someone's got to be the adult. Who can someone be the adult here? Because this will never end. This
do you think they could
going.
Do that? No. Like, that's apparently what happened with Tom and Bill. Is the Bucks game? He was here. He went into the locker room. It was reported 20 minutes, whatever it was, and they found a middle ground, reconciliation, whatever.
Yeah, who initiated it?
Bill?
It was Bill. Bill walked over to the Tampa Bay locker room, so, not the other way around. It'd have to be Bill that extends the olive branch. It can't be Robert Kraft.
But do you think it would even work? Like, if they sat down in a room together right now,
yes,
just the two of them.
It would.
You think they would figure out a way?
If Bill went to Kraft and said, hey, Robert, can we just bury the hatchet? Let's just move on with our lives. I guarantee you Robert would be all for it. Okay. Absolutely all for it. But it has to be Bill going to Kraft.
Doesn't sound like he's ready to do that. This is so newsy, though, that Mike Vrabel held his regular Friday press conference today, and he was asked about this situation reportedly of Patriots scouts being banned at UNC.
Probably not, but I'll hear you out.
Bill Belichick banning your scouts from UNC.
Oh, no, that's an individual choice, and you know, we'll cross that bridge you know, when we start looking at players. I want to focus on our football team, and that's their prerogative to make the decisions that they feel like are best for them. And then we'll have to find other ways to get the information for any players that we want to look at North Carolina.
Oh, you cut it off. And then he said, luckily, they don't have any good players, so we're not going to worry. No, he didn't. I'm just kidding. But that was a weird answer, Dan Ball. You chimed in my ear like, individual choice? What does that mean?
Like, but he said it so profoundly, like, oh, yeah, that's just an individual choice. Like, that makes any sense in the world.
It doesn't really.
I think he's saying that's Bill being Bill.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one person. It's not an entire university.
Now, I will say, as more information came out about this story yesterday, it was kind of developing before our eyes yesterday. There were other scouts that said Bill is limiting all scouts' access. When you're there, you can only talk to, like, their recruiting coordinator, one other person. You don't get access to the coaches. You don't get access
Those guys should be able to sit through all practices.
Mm, yeah. So,
other college coaches have, like, Urban Meyer, I think, banned scouts from banned them from wearing blue. You couldn't wear blue shirts as a scout. I'm telling you, because it was from Michigan. And then there was some other. I think Nick Saban banned. He was trying to protest the NFL or something. Because I was looking into it yesterday.
Yeah, no, there's been little, but not to this
not
degree.
To this, not to,
and
yeah,
for
not
me,
a specific team.
Not to the guy who said
his guy to the end. To the death.
He is loyal. You got to appreciate his loyalty. Yeah. He goes down with the ship. But this the other factor in this is what Ted talked about. Like, Bill proclaiming, we're the 33rd team. I'm going to get you NFL ready better than anyone at the college level. Except, how can I get you NFL ready if I'm not letting the NFL see that you're ready? There's a weird disconnect there that I'm not sure.
At the first disconnect.
Yeah, no. Oh, no.
This is kind of what he does.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of this.
I think I'd honestly rather sit through a 24-hour marathon of Super Bowl 42 than a North Carolina practice and scouting recruit mission. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, there's not. Yes, Dan Ball.
I loved this from the ESPN story today, too. UNC's college relations website says that, quote, scouts will have zero access to coaches and other personnel people. The term zero access appears three times on UNC's college relations website, a page accessible only to NFL personnel.
I think it's
scouting?
Full cast. Who does he think he has down there? Lawrence Taylor 2.0, Micah Parsons 3.0, the next Tom Brady? Seriously.
Man, you'd like to think that somebody out of the 105 is NFL caliber, maybe special teamer, a coverage
did
guy.
Did you see anybody NFL caliber out there last Monday?
Yeah, on TCU.
Beat me to it.
617-779-7937 if you want to react to any of our three-point stances. But it is Friday. It's 3:30. That means coming up next, Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, joins us to talk about the Patriots. He'll tell us who he's picking in Sunday's season opener against the Raiders and more. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, tell us what's trending.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday, heading into Sunday's season opener against the Raiders at Gillette Stadium. 1 o'clock kickoff. Joining us on the phone now is the best phone hit in the football business, and that means it's time for the best open to a phone hit in the football business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, are we ready for some football?
I saw a picture of you the other day next to Ted Johnson. I think I got you by 3 or 4 inches now.
No. See, it's the depth perception. It was one of those foreground, background.
Yeah, right.
Go back and look at the picture, though. I'm holding a wing, and my left bicep looks massive when I'm holding the wing, though. So check that out.
Lay off the creatine, will you?
So this Patriots season is now upon us, and I feel like we've been talking about this forever, and that they won March and they won April. Then we got to late July and early August, and we've talked about this. It felt like there was a little bit of a negative downturn in perception, at least locally, after practices and stuff. So as we enter the opener, how do you feel about this football team? Like, good, better than you expected, or kind of dubious?
I'm optimistic. I'm not predicting playoffs or anything, but they're on the right track, Andy. They got better football players in here, and they got a better coaching staff, and they've got a vision for what they want to do, and it wasn't going to happen in one off season, which is why I've sort of pushed back against the people that were 11 wins and all that nonsense. But, like, you can see it taking shape. And now, obviously, we're going to get the real data, you know, the games that matter the most and see where they're really at. But, like, I just like the way this is going. And I have depth concerns. There's still not enough talent on the roster, but, like, they're in a much better place than they were any time over the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, Mike, you know what? I'm kind of with you. I'm feeling the same way. I'm a little bit hesitant to go all in to just some of the stuff that's happened recently, but what would you say you're most confident? Like, what unit, what side of the ball, what aspect of the team are you most confident as the season gets started?
I still feel really good about the defensive line, you know, and this is with someone who expected big things from Keon White and hasn't seen them yet this summer. But, like, I think Barmore is in great shape, and they've managed him this summer to get him ready for this moment, and I think he is ready. You know, he's lighter than he was, in part because of the system, but in part just because of conversations, and it's better for him. I think he's poised. Like, I think people forget how damn good he was in 2023 and what a blow that was to the team last year. Milton Williams, I don't know if he's going to be a $26 million a year player, but he's still a good player, right? And Kalyvon Chaisson seems to have sort of found himself as a pass rusher in the last year and a half, and that's going to be huge. So I just think they have enough bodies up front where they're going to make life difficult for opposing quarterbacks. And between that and the attacking scheme, like, they're going to be fun up front.
So, obviously, Mike, it's a concern this week. Let's not get into whether or not he's going to be available for next week because we don't know. But Gonzo's out week one. I guess, you know, it's never a great option to have him out against any team. But how do you expect the Patriots to alter their coverage with Gonzo out against the Raiders, who are only bringing four wide receivers, I believe?
Yeah, I mean, if you had to not have him for a game, this is probably the game that it's, you know, there's less of a concern not having him. That said, I still kind of escalated how I felt about it than maybe earlier in the week, because I think in talking to some of the defensive guys, I think they thought there was a chance, and look, they never got to that point because he was never practicing, but I think they got to the point where they figured that maybe Gonzo would get like 10, 12 snaps against Bowers on like money downs, and so now you don't have that. Will you use Davis in that role? And then, you know, obviously, if you're the quarterback, all right, they got Davis on him. Where's the third corner? Where's the fourth corner? Where's that safety that, you know, couldn't cover in the preseason, you know, from what we saw on tape? Can we attack those guys? So a little bit more of a concern for me than it was maybe at the beginning of the week, but they should still have enough to deal with that group.
Michael, what were your thoughts on Stephon Diggs' little performance at the podium this week, and what did you make of that whole situation?
I would say you used a good word to describe it. I think it was a performance. I think Steph is really smart and savvy enough to know that he is getting the people on his side, and it's easy to get the people on your side when most people don't really care for media these days, maybe more so than usual. Playbook. He did this to Matty Glab, who's the Buffalo Bills team reporter in Buffalo. And, you know, I'm plugged in with the Buffalo people, period, and it's just kind of his personality. Like, he does like the drama a little bit. He does like to feel like he's the martyr. It's an interesting approach. None of it's going to matter if he goes out and catches, you know, eight passes for 95 yards and does that on a consistent basis, but there's a thing that comes with Steph that no matter what people think, you know, whether they think I'm hating or not, like, this is who he is, and there'll be more of this at some point this year, whether it's with media or somebody else.
Should be fun. Buckle up, man. Mike, your take on Drake May. Do you think, you know, do they win games because of Drake May? Does he eliminate the mistakes? Does he, you know, is he take the next step in what we think potentially could be a great career? What are your expectations for Drake May before the season starts?
So I think it's been a decent, like, it wasn't an A summer, but I think it's been a decent summer. I think there's been progress. I think he's still at the point of his career, Ted, where the turnovers are just going to be part of who he is. Like, I don't think that that's just necessarily going to disappear. He continues to try to strike the right tone at the microphone. Including this week when he was like, look, we're asking about Max Crosby, but the answer was basically like, you know, my first read's there, I got to take it. Like, you know, last year when I did that, we moved the ball well. You know, and the counter to that is when you started to run around and do some crazy stuff, we saw some awesome plays, you know, 12-second play or whatever it was against the Titans when you had to have it. But we also saw, you know, running out of the back of the pocket, taking big sacks or throwing the ball off the back foot and getting picked off, like, or getting stripped. Like, those are the things that he has to reduce. I don't think he's going to eliminate, but reduce. They've been in his ear. You can tell, like, when he says that, I'm hearing Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel tell him the same thing.
Oh, no doubt.
Now we'll see what happens. When the adrenaline starts pumping, right? And when you're like, hey, I can run around a little bit more. I can make that play. And then the next thing you know, it's a negative, and you're going, oh, you gave the defense, you know, their short field, and, you know, we're in trouble here.
Kind of a football guy type of question, Mike, but aside from, you know, all of the – I know, great preface, right? but this is the place for it. So, aside from obviously with the immediate impact on Drake, like you were just discussing, where else do you think we'll first notice Josh's return and thumbprint or imprint on the offense?
I think there'll be more answers for Drake that we didn't see last year. That, I mean, and we can talk about the talent and the offensive line, but I think there were things that weren't in place for Drake when things were in trouble or he didn't see a look that he liked, that he could just turn this little, click this little button, right? And, you know, touch this button, we're good. You know, it's like, hey, it's a 3-yard game, but what we were in was going to be a 6-yard loss or a turnover worthy type play. And I think Josh will give him that. I think, I know they're working hard together. I know that even though we don't love Josh Dobbs, the backup quarterback, in terms of what we saw on field, Josh Dobbs behind the scenes has been a good influence there. So I just think he's going to be in a better place, and Josh is going to give him more answers. And if he's willing to take those answers and accept those answers, again, you know, 2-yard play, no one gets excited about. But if it keeps you on schedule versus the 6-yard loss, like, those are the things you have to do over the course of a season to eliminate those negative plays and bad spots you put the team in.
Mike, you've been in the football media for a long time, NFL Network, a lot of different cities and stories, and we've had some texters yell at us that we're making too much of this Bill Belichick story, that he banned Patriots scouts at UNC. Are we making too much of it? Is this a big deal? Put it into perspective for us.
Very few schools do what Bill Belichick is doing to the scouting community. People don't care about the media stuff, like, you know, whatever. But the scouting stuff is real. They're talking about being the 33rd NFL team, and they're shutting out not just the Patriots, but they're really limiting the resources they're giving all the other 31 teams that come in there and want to talk to their players. And look, their roster's not very good, so there's not a ton of players that people are going to come see. But, you know, for the seniors or the fourth-year juniors who, you know, maybe they're a fifth-round pick, sixth-round pick, like, him shutting them out, they don't get the background information. They don't get to see these guys up close and personal. They don't get to talk to the position coach. That's dirty. That's cheap, because teams will move on. Because there's a billion guys like that guy that I'm just talking about, this fifth-year guy or whatever, that they'll go find it from a school that lets them in. And they can sit down face-to-face with him and his position coach and the head coach and somebody else and be like, you know what? That kid's worth betting on in the sixth or seventh round. He may not be a star, but he could be someone who's in the league for a long time and helps us win games. And Bill's not allowing that. So to me, screw he's hurting his own kids that he claims that that's what he's there for. So I don't get that.
So before we let you go, who are you picking Sunday?
So I would have told you maybe 2-3 weeks ago it was going to be the Raiders. But just the more I look at the way the Raiders are aligned defensively in the back seven, particularly, I think their linebackers are run stuffers and nothing else, and I think their secondary is god-awful. So I think the Patriots are going to score some points. I don't know, 20-24 sounds about right to me.
Oh, he's such a homer. He's such a homer.
Oh, that wasn't me. I don't know how that happened, but that automatically reacted. You're such a homer. You're taking the Patriots. Mike Giardi, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. We'll see if you were right.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. See ya. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, picking the Patriots 28-24, and it's changed. Interestingly, he was on the Raiders for a while. Now he's picking the Patriots. I think a lot of Patriots fans would be happy if that's the case on Sunday. Coming up here, we'll touch on a couple things that Mike talked about, including the things he likes about this football team. That hasn't always been an easy answer for some of our guests, but what does Mike Giardi like about the New England Patriots heading into the opener? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I still feel really good about the defensive line. I think Barmore is in great shape, and they've managed him this summer to get him ready for this moment, and I think he is ready. Milton Williams, I don't know if he's going to be a $26 million a year player, but he's still a good player, right? And Kalavon Chasen seems to have sort of found himself as a pass rusher in the last year and a half, and that's going to be huge. So I just think they have enough bodies up front where they're going to make life difficult for opposing quarterbacks. And between that and the attacking scheme, like, they're going to be fun up front.
Oh, is that fun? Mike Giardi talking about fun with the Patriots and the defense and the front?
I'm curious to see how that front looks.
Me too. A
lot of money in that front.
I want to believe. And Kalavon Chasen, Fitzy, is a guy that we saw in camp and we're like, huh, this guy's kind of showing up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people are continuing to talk like Giardi. Like, maybe over the last year plus, he's kind of former first-round pick. It took a while, figured it out, found his way, and they're going to reap the benefits. I hope so. Because I think if he's that, if you can marry up somebody on the outside with what we're expecting from Barmore and Milton Williams and those guys on the inside, and as Giardi said, Terrell Williams wants to attack, wants to be aggressive and violent.
Yep. Yeah.
Chasen could be like a sneaky, there's that word we like to use, sneaky wild card for how good this defense could be.
Oh, 100%. The fact that he's been mentioned more than Harold Landry, who I know you've kind of been out on from day one, or at least thought was overpaid and shouldn't be expected to be inordinately impactful, whereas this guy comes in, you know, kind of on what's a veteran bargain, 1 year, $5 million. He's the most likely candidate for someone trying to earn a big second deal who may have found that second gear. It's a perfect window for him. I mean, you got Swinson gets bumped to the practice squad. Keon White is now a second team edge rusher. Obviously, the kid's got something, and what a perfect place to show it then on Sunday.
Yeah, it's weird because I think he would have been maybe at the bottom of the list of expectations of edge guys. You know, you had Harold Landry. Oh, he's a Vrabel guy. He's this. He'll do something. Everybody was in love with Keon White until they sort of stopped being in love with Keon White.
Well, he's given them every reason to fall out of love with him.
And I even mean, Swinson, sorry, the kid out of
– kid's overrated.
The other kid out of LSU, Swinson, the fifth-round pick, everybody was kind of, oh, this guy might be something. And then as it all plays out, it seems like Chasen might be the guy that actually could be an impact edge guy for this defense this year.
Well, they need edge pressure. I mean, it's very hard, difficult when you have if your two best rushers are interior linemen. It's like, okay, are they elite? Are they
right? You know, Aaron Donald?
Are they Aaron Donald? Yeah, I mean that would be good. Warren Sapp, but I just don't know if they are. So if you get some pressure from their edge rushers, that would be great, and especially with Christian Gonzalez kind of laid up maybe for a game two or three, you're going to be a little bit more vulnerable in the back end, so you're going to need to be able to get pressure on the quarterback without having to add an extra guy in the rush. And I think that was probably their strategy is to blitz from multiple angles and do complex blitzing to get one-on-one matchups for guys, you know, Christian Barmore, Milton Williams.
Yep.
And if you blitz, then you get more one-on-one opportunities for those guys. But you only blitz if you feel really good about your secondary. Right now, I would think they don't feel real good, and so I don't know if they're going to be as aggressive in their blitzing as I would have thought if they had Christian Gonzalez healthy.
Who's the best player on the front? Is it Milton? I mean, he has the biggest paycheck. Is it Milton Williams? Is it Christian Barmore? Like, who's the best player?
It's got to be Milton Williams.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Barmore.
You think it's Barmore?
I do. I mean, you heard Giardi singing his praises. If he's lighter, faster, load managed, healthiest he's been in a year and a half, Ted, if he returns to the second half of 2023 form, as we've often discussed back and forth, I think he's the most dominant factor and force on that defensive line, maybe on the defense outside of Christian Gonzalez, if he returns to full health anytime soon.
I mean, it's hard to argue with Fitzy when he's, you know, I mean, Milton Williams was a third round draft pick. And Christian Barmore was a second round draft pick who a lot of people thought went late. So yep. Really, they both come in getting paid a lot of money, but just one I think is thought of as was a better prospect coming in. Mm-hmm. And that would be Barmore. So it's hard to know exactly what you're getting with Milton Williams, considering the defensive line he played on last year and the amount of snaps he had. So you don't really know how that's going to transfer here, but. To say Christian Barmore might be the best isn't the craziest thing.
And I think we can wait and see, and I think opposing offensive lines will probably tell us who they think the best is on a weekly basis with the way they block and the way they do things, right?
I'm worried about just this defense getting worn down against the run. Like, can they get off the field? Can they make plays in the running game so that they put themselves in good – the key to our defenses back in the day that I was on was get them in third and long, and then throw the kitchen sink at him. And that's what Mike wants to do, is do exotic blitzes on third down. But you can only do that if you take care of business on first and second down, and that is stopping the run. I just feel like they're a little bit light up the middle. And I feel like teams could wear this defense down running the football, which to me is going to impact how good they are pass rushing if they can't stop the run.
All right, yesterday at 4 o'clock, we took a look at the NFL and the season, made a bunch of predictions, playoff teams, MVPs, things of that nature. Today, Friday, Patriots Friday, makes sense. We'll look at the Patriots and preview everything that's going to go on with their season. MVP, leading wide receiver, and so much more. That's coming up, 4 o'clock football here on WEEI Afternoons. And after that, 4:30, Rob Bradford joins us to talk about the big Toley game in Arizona. That's all next on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.